First to Corinthians 15, the final, verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. In an instant, the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must needs put on incorruptibility, and this mortal put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the word written, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is thy sting? Where, O death, thy victory? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin the law. But thanks to God, who gives us the victory by our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my beloved brethren, be firm, immovable, and abiding always in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Well, this is a mystery Paul speaks about. A mystery, I suppose, to the man of the world, but not a mystery to those who belong to the Lord Jesus and love him. And Paul opens that mystery up. We'll not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. I think this is a very definite word to us. Paul could speak at the in the Thessalonians, we the living that remain, as though the Lord might even come while Paul was alive. But very much more so now for us. Maybe the Lord will come while we are still here, not having fallen asleep. And the Lord will come. He'll come himself, how precious that is. And there's his cry, the Lord's summons. We have that in Thessalonians. The Lord's own precious voice. I've often wondered what that cry will be. Will it simply be, come? The Lord coming to take us to be with himself. These things are very precious. But the dead in Christ will be at no disadvantage, of course. We'll all be raised and we'll all be changed. The outward side of things will all be changed. The corruptible will become incorruptible. The mortal will become immortal. Those are the conditions that will be suitable for the presence of God. And these are the things that I suppose we can be exercised about even now, that there should be that character of things with us. I know we are mortal. I know we, if we die, we go to corruption. There's all that line of things. But what is before us is our place with Christ before the blessed God in conditions that are entirely suitable to himself. And death, it says, will be swallowed up in victory. We're thinking of death, weren't we, in the supper on Lord's Day, that the Lord Jesus has been the victor over death. He's dealt with that. That was what lay upon us because of sin. The Lord has dealt with it. And in that sense, death has been defeated. The Lord Jesus came out of death. Glorious, blessed man. What a victory he is. But death is still here, as we know. But there's a moment coming when death will have gone completely. It'll be no more. And it'll be life. Everlasting life. And that'll be our portion in the presence of the blessed God. It's sin that brought in death. It's the law that highlighted the whole question of sin. God setting a standard which man was unable to attain. There's only one blessed man that attained it. He was the one who dealt with sin. He's the one who dealt with, who fulfilled that law in absolute perfection. Oh, what a delight to the blessed God was the life of Jesus here. Everything perfect to his eye. And so he's given us the victory by our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. Wonderful that we can go through this scene in victory, but not in our own strength. How much we've been reminded of that over the weekend. Our strength is not in ourselves. Mm. It's in the Blessed One who's given himself for us. Mm. And that one is, he's available to us. He's available, as David says, we can call on him at any minute, any situation. How wonderful it is. And we can draw upon the victory that he has won. And so it says, but my beloved brethren, be firm, immovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. We've all got work to do, I believe, brothers, sisters, young people. There's all work for the Lord that we can do. Maybe simple, but there's something there that we can do. And if that work is in the Lord, it will not be in vain. There'll be something accomplished for himself. Comfort when we go down to preach. Maybe we don't see much in the way of result, but we know that the word does not return to God void. And that is a great comfort. So our lives can be marked by that. Our toil, knowing that it is not in vain in the Lord. One may the Lord help us in whatever little work he's given us to do it faithfully and to prove his strength and know that there's something resulting for the pleasure of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.